Felipe Alo, From the Valleys to the Mountains, by Carol Gobb. Cover and chapter art by Irene Jimenez Casas Novas. Copyright 2012, Fluency Matters. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. The Dominican Republic. In the Caribbean Sea, there is a tropical island. The island is called Hispaniola. The island of Hispaniola has two parts. One part is the nation of Haiti, and the other part is the nation of the Dominican Republic. The Dominican Republic is famous. It is famous for baseball. Baseball is very popular in the Dominican Republic. There are many professional baseball players from the Dominican. Many of them are famous. They are famous in the Dominican Republic and in Latin America, and they are also famous in the United States. Dominican baseball definitely receives international attention. The Dominican Republic also receives international attention for its beaches. Its tropical beaches are very famous. There are many elegant hotels on the beaches, and many international tourists visit every year. A popular vacation destination, the Dominican Republic is considered a tropical paradise. For many years, the Dominican Republic was not a paradise. It was not a vacation destination, and it was not famous for baseball either. Between 1930 and 1961, a dictator controlled the nation. The dictator was General Rafael Leonidas Trujillo Molina. General Trujillo was a rigid, oppressive, and violent dictator. He controlled the nation with political oppression and terrorist tactics. In the year 1937, the dictator organized a horrible massacre called El Corte, the cutting. The massacre was organized to eliminate Haitians. There were many Haitians who lived in the Dominican Republic. The cruel dictator did not want Haitians living in the Dominican Republic. He wanted to eliminate them from his nation. He said, "I don't want Haitians living in my nation. Kill them, but do not kill Dominicans. Only kill Haitians." Haitians are black, and many Dominicans are also black. To distinguish the Haitians from the Dominicans, the military used a tactic called a shibboleth. A shibboleth is a military tactic that uses a spoken word, or words, to distinguish people from different nations. The Haitians did not speak Spanish. They spoke Creole, criollo. The pronunciation of Creole is different from the pronunciation of Spanish. The Haitians could not pronounce many words in Spanish. In particular, they could not pronounce the word perejil, parsley. When a Haitian pronounced perejil, parsley, in Spanish, it was obvious that he did not speak Spanish and that he was not a Dominican. It was obvious that he was a Haitian. If a person could not pronounce the word perejil, parsley, perfectly, the military would kill him. Trujillo ordered the killing of all the Haitians who were living in the Dominican Republic. He ordered the military, "Eliminate the Haitians. I want all Haitians killed. But do not use military arms to kill them. I do not want any military evidence. Kill them with machetes." During the 6 days of the massacre, the military, armed with machetes, killed more than 17,000 Haitians who were living in the Dominican. The irony of the massacre is that the dictator was part Haitian. During his dictatorship, General Trujillo was responsible for many violent and cruel acts, but he was also responsible for positive acts. He was responsible for the construction of schools, houses, hospitals, and clinics. He He was also responsible for positive economic progress, but the economic progress did not benefit the people. It benefited the dictator and his officials. The corrupt political officials lived like kings, while Dominicans continued to live in poverty.